Hey, Doug. You're muted.
Yeah, Michael, I was going to say good morning. How are you feeling? Sounds like you were under the weather.
Yeah, I'm still not 100%, but I'm here. So, here in spirit. Steph, I know I sent the potential agenda a little late, so I just wanted to make sure if it was okay, what I sent was okay to kind of share my screen and put that up, or if you had other agenda items you wanted to talk through first.
Well, no, I think I talked to Robert earlier. We're going to quickly go through this meeting. I think the next meeting is going to be a little more thing. This is more of an update of where we're at, calibration, and on the different topics. So that's how, in my discussion with Robert earlier, that's how I'd like to kind of just move things forward.
Okay. I do have the the spreadsheet up on the actions. I know you were the last to modify that. If you want me to share that screen, or if there was anything you wanted to talk through first.
I think we can, yeah, just to be prepared to throw that up there if we need to. But it is 11:02. Let me start the meeting. I see Robert's on. I see a bunch of some folks on. And so let's just go around. Let's call this meeting to order. This is the Alaska Energy State Task Force Coastal Generation Distribution Transmission Storage Subcommittee. It's Friday, September 8th. It's 11:02. I see that the co-chair is on, and Clay. So let's do a quick welcome introductions and then roll call. I'm Duff Mitchell. I'm the co-chair. Robert, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Robert Venable, Southeast Conference, and I will be on screen shortly. I want to find a spot to pull over. I'm a few time zones away traveling, but good to be here today.
Great. Clay?
Clay Copeland, Task Force Committee co-chair, manager of Cordova Electric Cooperative.
And then Audrey.
Hey, good morning. My name is Audrey Altram with AEA, and I'm an observer for this subcommittee meeting.
And if there's anyone else on from AEA, and then Michael, I'll just turn it over to you for Michael Baker's folks.
So Michael Yaffe with Michael Baker, and then also with Michael Baker, we have Mark Lukin, and then we have Neek Verrett, and then Malia Walters.
Okay, and then we see a couple other people. I see Alec and I see a Tanya. You guys would like to introduce yourselves. And then Shane, I think there might be Shana. Oh, I'm trying to look on the, oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Alec. I'll turn it over to you for an introduction. And we'll go around for those that need a further
introduction. Sure, this is Alec Mesdag. I'm the CEO of Alaska Electric Light and Power Regional.
Great, thank you, Alec. Tanya?
Hello, good morning. I'm Tanya with Gilster Corporation.
Thank you, Tanya. And then I have Shana.
Hi, this is Shana Kilcoin with Alaska Venture Fund.
Thank you. Good morning, Shana. All right. Before we go into identifying any strategies, since we do have people on from the public, Alec, Tanya, and Shana, I'd like to give you a couple minutes to address any item that you – oh, and we have Curtis Thayer, too. Welcome, Curtis.
Thank you. I'm just joining in. Sorry, I'm a little late.
Yeah, thanks, Curtis. Yeah, we just went through roll call, Curtis, and we're just now turning over to any public input. So if there's any comments that Tanya, Alec, or Shana would like to provide, I'll turn it over to the public members. They're calling in.
No comment for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.
No comment for me. Thanks.
Alec, would you like to make any comments?
No, I'm just here to listen.
Great. I just want to give everyone an opportunity to input. Okay, so let's move on with identifying strategies, actions that are ongoing. in our last meeting, we had starting to migrate from our action names and action descriptions to actual executive summaries for useful documents to roll up for the public rollout. And so what I've done and what you see here is denotes executive summary draft initiated, and this was just my input. I don't have Robert's input, but I do know that he was working on electric ferries. I was just starting to knock these out. I have some of them in workable drafts to share, which I can do after the meeting, and we can load up. That's just a status, and the green ones are the ones that I've worked on or initiated. I plan on, I don't know really what to do with Coastal 1 and Coastal 2. I think those came from other, groups, but, I'm working on, some of our, other coastal topics. Robert, you want to address, I think you've been working on the electric ferry one or going to be working on that. I can let you provide any update on that.
Yeah, no, we've got a body of work that we can use to fill this in. I'm away at a conference right now, so we'll have that, hopefully we'll plan to have that for next week's work session.
Great. Great. And these are all work in progress. What Robert produces, what I produce, what Clay produces, in collaboration with Michael Baker, and I want to do a call out to Mark. Mark Lucan really helped me with the battery energy storage system coastal item for the executive summary. We'll get these out. They're all work in progress. We'll get them out, and hopefully we'll have some of these ready to go with our next meeting. A report out of coordination with other subcommittees. Michael, you want to give me just a heads up of what exactly we're trying to do there on this topic item?
So that was just more kind of recognition of kind of the leadership that you've done. Stuff is where you took that first task, that template. I've been kind of sharing that softly with the other subcommittees, and we're kind of moving towards that direction.
Okay. Great. And I did talk to a couple chairs with the others, and they said that they were working on trying to provide a useful executive summary for Curtis and the, you know, as we go to the public rollout on these things, and we'll take it from there. I think it's a good format, and, you know, it can be tailored by a committee for what they need to do for their particular items. Next steps, member assignments. I think we're all going to work on our tasks. I know Robert's a chair of another committee. I'm an active member of another committee, and I will probably be helping the incentives and subsidies with some of their executive summaries. I know Clay is the vice chair of the entire task force. I'm going to lean on him a little bit for the coastal task on data centers. And I'm still able to talk with him, and we can maybe talk, Clay, 15 minutes or so. I can help you with that, or we can share a little bit with that, some ideas just to help that getting going. But we should, by this time next week, have more of papers to go with these action items. Does that sound good, Clay? I'm only tasking you. We're kind of pinning the tail with you on the donkey with the co-locate data services. You're involved with some of the bigger items, and you're also the co-chair of the rural. But is there anything else that you wanted to grab or bite onto, Clay, out of these other coastal action items?
Nope, I think that's a manageable bite.
Okay. And obviously, I'm going to include you with the 13, the support hydropower project, since you're very familiar with hydropower in Cordova and how we might be able to beneficially move things forward and the roadblocks and whatnot. So, Mr. Co-Chair, do you have any other items to put forward on the next steps. Would you like to address anything that I may have failed to cover?
No, I think you've got it good. I just want to make sure from Michael Baker that we've got the templates and as much underway as we need to. If they don't have any questions from us, and we're ready to go for a more deeper dive next week as we go through each one of these.
So I think we're ready to go. The one question I had, I kind of pulled out this column that was hidden, and at an earlier subcommittee meeting, Duff, you started organizing these different kind of actions based on these categories, whether it was policy, data, policy / data, action. This is when we might also want to just revisit this, because there's ways that we can reorganize these actions in a way that's similar to kind of how the data subcommittee did it, where there's a high-level strategy and then an action related to that. And, you know, some of the other kind of location-based subcommittees, you know, this is coastal, there's rural and rail belt, they've been using kind of the organizational scheme sometimes of, you know, it's related to generation, distribution, or even transmission. Sometimes those are the higher level categories that they're considering. There's no set, constraints with how you want to organize it. But I just wanted to pause there if that's something that you did want to revisit and discuss, and that's something that we can just sharpen the pencil on offline too. Because it's not changing anything substantively. It's more the organizational framework.
No, and I think that's a good idea, Michael. I don't want us to, I think for organizational format, we should try to be consistent with the other committees. So I'm going to lean on you to make sure that we kind of box or package these in the directions they need to go. and I think we need to develop the action items and the surveys, or not the surveys, the executive summaries, and then we can kind of see where that needs to go. And it's like some of them will probably overlap one or two, but whether it's generation, distribution, transmission, or whether it's policy data, or both of those silos of difference, hey, we'll make our coastal fit with everybody else, so it's nested.
That works for us.
Great. So we have the next subcommittee meeting September 15th from 10 to 12. With optional time from 2 to 3 to carry over time. I am potentially going to be flying to Seattle on the 13th and 14th. I will probably try to take what I can from a hotel room, but if I have to make a mad dash to get a ferry, to get a car on a ferry in Bellingham in that afternoon, I probably won't be available on the afternoon, and it's still up in the air. I may have a vehicle ready to, and I kind of won't know till next week whether I fly to Seattle to have to put a vehicle on. I'm getting a new EV, and I'm also trying to get it here for the National Drive Electric Week. We have the Alaska's largest EV show in Juneau on September 23rd. So I'm trying to make very succinct and short windows of opportunity to get the car into Juneau. And I know Robert drives an electric vehicle, and I know Alec supports electric vehicles. ALP has a great time of use rate. They have helped with chargers, and they're also a supporting member of this National Drive Electric Week. So I'm just doing a plug for that. And Curtis, I sent you an email. If you want to be the keynote speaker, we're more than welcome to take you as well for the event. So I just make an unabashed plug for the electric vehicle roundup in Juneau. It's the 10th annual, so it's been a while.
Bethany, can I ask if this is Audrey, what EV are you purchasing?
I am purchasing a Fister Ocean One. It is the most sustainable car made, 564 horsepower, 360 miles on one charge. It looks like a Range Rover, but it's all-wheel drive electric. It's made in Austria. It's an American company that's made it in Austria because it's a net zero plant. Now, I think they're going to be moving them to America only because they get the credits. But anyhow. Hey, it's not my car. I drive a Leaf. It's my wife, so I'll just But I am helping her get it here. Michael?
Oh, just wanted to clarify, too, with the next meeting, and since it is going to be 2 hours, the intent of that meeting for everyone that's on the call. And I just wanted to let you and Robert speak to that. Sorry.
Yeah, let me just say, I think that if we have a lot of our executive summaries completed, maybe this meeting will be a calibration. If there is some loose ends and we need to work on any one specific, like let's say someone just didn't get it done or is half done or it needs some help, I think we can use that time accordingly as a working session as opposed to just an update session. It may turn into just an update session because maybe these are completed or they're in the 90 percentile completion and we're there. But I looked at this as a calibration. But I also want to have input from my coach here because it's his valuable time too, and I just want to optimize all of our times. Does that sound good to you, Robert, where I'm prefacing?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we're doing is, getting these out there. Walking through them in the public session so we're on the record properly and the intent is understood, and then we'll be able to take comments and adjust from there. So I really think the 2-hour session will be enough, but we wanted to at least notify the public in case we went over, we had a spot there, we could wrap this up, but we need to get it out for the public review and input and move it on to the full task force.
Great. And then, Mark, I saw you had your hand up.
Yeah, thanks. I'm a little hesitant to ask this, but I thought I'd leverage the fact that we have the statutes and regulations subcommittee chair on this team as well. And the question is, I know the statutes and regulations subcommittee is looking at the other subcommittee's proposals. And so, Robert, I don't know, maybe we leave this for the next meeting, but are there specific actions on the coastal that you see would, lend themselves to the statute and regulations action items?
Not that leap to mind, but I think there's definitely a thread throughout, so I think that's what we'll tease out as we get into the details next week. And certainly if you see something that should be flagged, please do.
Sure.
Yeah, and Mark, in my discussions with some of the other co-chairs, it's like if we get all of our items done for each committees, then we're going to be able to see where the spider web of overlap goes with each of the committees, and then we can either combine or add on or value add or have them move forward so that it's kind of like a Russian nested doll, so to say, with different committees on a specific action item.
Yeah.
That's just my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dr. Fang, I appreciate you dialing on. I see that you're on. Do you have anything? And I see Jessica Broker, if she's, I just want to offer, since you're online, if there's any imparting words before we start breaking up here.
Daniel, any support you need for us to cover, just let me know.
Great. Thank you. And then Jessica, do you have any input?
No, I don't, but thank you.
Okay, great. All right. There's no further. I'm gonna leave the last words for Clay and Curtis since they're our overarching co-chairs. So Clay, I'm gonna turn it over to you, and then I'll turn it to Curtis for last words, and then we'll adjourn the meeting.
I really don't have anything to add. Thank you.
You know, I just want to thank everybody for the hard work they're doing. You know, when we started this to kind of where we are to now it's taken a lot of time and effort, and let's just say that I'm pleasantly surprised where we actually are in meeting the deadline of the governor. So thank you very much for all your work, and I'm going to try to join the call next week. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Curtis. Well, it is 11:21. I am going to turn back the other 40 minutes back to your day. Michael, hope you're feeling better, and we'll see you guys next Friday. So appreciate all the participants and all the public members, and we'll just keep working forward, like Curtis said, to get things ship-shape so we can make some good recommendations going forward. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Doug.
Good weekend, everyone.
All right. Yeah, great weekend.